What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Kelly in Austin. Kelly, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today? Kelly, are you there? Okay, I don't hear Kelly, so let's go to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello?
100%.
Is anybody there?
Of the people who eat carrots eventually die, okay? You get it? Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Seriously. And also, we just found out, you know, we're in Michigan with boats all over the place. The DNR just announced you only have two people on a boat. I mean, totally ridiculous. So if you got, you know, if you have a charter boat or anything, that means you can't, your business can't run with two people. And even the pleasure boat, like my son has a boat, 40-foot boat. He got a wife, takes his wife and kids on there. Only two people to a boat. Come on, you're out in the middle of the water. What's that going to do? That just tells you these rules are totally ridiculous.
Well, it's obviously it's a rule that was written up by somebody who's never actually sailed a boat.
Right, right. Oh yeah, we got this damn Democrat governor, and she's just crazy. She, number one, she shut down all the gun stores, and
yes,
there's the next thing that's going to happen. Now they're going to say the police can't come to calls, property calls. So there you are. You're not supposed to have a gun, you know. Of course, most people in Michigan, she doesn't realize this state was a big hunting state. Everybody probably has five or six guns in their house, except the liberals. So the rest of us are all going to be just fine.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that, obviously. But, you know, I mean, out in Los Angeles, the L.A. County Sheriff is closing all the gun retailers, saying they're not an essential function. Here in Indiana, the essential functions list is actually quite generous. I mean, even photography supply stores are considered essential businesses.
Right, right. Well, I just think that you're not going to stand by and watch somebody steal your car, you know?
No, I'm certainly not.
Because you can't call in the property call or whatever. I mean, this is just total chaos. This is what they're causing, total chaos.
Yeah, that is not
what
happening.
They want out of order. Out of chaos is order.
Well, that's
and
Nietzsche,
but
the chaos isn't happening. This is not turning into the purge, because apparently the criminals are self-isolating at home as well. They don't want to get sick.
Well, I don't know if criminals really care about that. I don't think they think that way. I just really don't.
Well, you're probably surprised at the next piece of information, but there was a study done by Mensa which found out that your average criminal has a higher intelligence than your average non-criminal.
Well, I can't believe it. I mean, look at the hackers, how they figure out how to hack your accounts and all that. You can't be a dummy and do that, right?
Correct.
Yes. But I feel like we're an occupied people. It's just like in the war, you know, France was occupied by Germany, whoever was occupied. That's how I feel now. We're occupied people.
You know, Trump says it is a war, and he's a wartime president. Okay, well, Laura, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Now we're going to try Kelly in Austin. Kelly, are you there?
Hi there, Mike.
Kelly,
can you hear me this time?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Okay. Mike, I think the L.A. County attorney overrode the sheriff's decision on that, and he said that the gun stores were, in fact, an essential business based upon some directive from the governor's office, which is good news. When I called you Monday, I mentioned that New Orleans is a hot spot for coronavirus in New Orleans. And what I didn't point out was that if you look at a map of Louisiana and you follow I-10, now I-10 runs from New Orleans through Baton Rouge, through Lafayette, which is my hometown, on west into Lake Charles. Every one of those cities has a major Mardi Gras carnival celebration. So They're not as large as New Orleans. New Orleans are drawing more than 2 million people. But you'll have hundreds of thousands of people from out of state pour into Lafayette and Baton Rouge and all those other cities. And then, of course, they get infected and they spread back out across the country. And so I wouldn't be surprised to find that the coronavirus, if it is as bad as they're saying it, as epidemiologists say it is, will really take root in Louisiana and cause havoc there. I hate to think about that. I have family there, two sisters with their families.
Yeah.
So it's not over by a long shot in Louisiana, and I think that Louisiana could really be a very bad area for coronavirus infestation or infection in the United States. Let's hope it doesn't get that way.
Well, any urban center is going to be a hot spot because people are packed in tight. They're using public transportation.
Well, certainly they were. If you've ever been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans, as I have many times, and in Lafayette many times, people are packed on the street. They're shoulder to shoulder. They're up all
yes.
day. This goes on day and night, day after day after day after day. So you know darn well it's a perfect breeding ground for the transmission of any kind of disease like that, a virus or any type of bacterial infection. The perfect breeding ground for that.
Absolutely. I've never been to Mardi Gras, but I have been to New Orleans in the French Quarter back when I worked on a riverboat.
A lot of fun. We're not out of the woods by a long shot, and I'm watching my home state very carefully to see what happens. I hope that things don't get as bad as I think that they could. But knowing the state as I do, I wouldn't be surprised if it does become the second or the hardest hit state long term out of the 50.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call and for the information update. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Back to the phones to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, first off, I want people to do me a favor. I want them to research what a virus is and how it's spread. And I want to give them an idea of who can give them some insight on that. This is Dr. Andrew Kaufman. He has done several researches on viruses, him and an entire clinic of different doctors. And the way they're saying this thing spreads is impossible. So it's either not a virus or they're just feeding us a line of BS. But having said that, I want everybody to look at this adjustment package, this $2.5 trillion up to $6 trillion, whatever they're going to do here. I want them to look at, where's this money going? So Ford Motor Company is going into making respirators. We've got all these different businesses transfer. I mean, even the printer people, HP is doing that virtual printing, making respirators and masks and stuff. And I mean, we got to look at where this money's going. My personal opinion is this is an adjustment, and I really think they're using the statistics of the actual flu virus, which kills between 20,000 and 40,000. It's already killed between that already since October, and this thing has killed worldwide 40,000 people. Worldwide, 8 million people at 7.5. Let's just go 7 billion people. It's killed 40,000 people, and we shut the entire world down. Everybody is in lockdown, and it's getting worse every day. I'm from Andy from Texas, but I'm working in California right now, and this government, Governor Newsom, people totally devoided his order to not social distance, 6 feet, whatever. This weekend, everybody went to the beach. They went hiking and all this stuff. So what's this guy do? He comes on and says, screw it. We're closing the beaches and we're closing the paths and stuff to go up in the mountains and stuff. And so if we avoid the law and go and do something else tomorrow, he's going to shut that down too. He's already said that if you open your business and we told you to close, we're going to shut your water and your electricity off and revoke your license. I mean, so what is the... Either this is not a virus because it doesn't spread the way these people are telling us it spreads. And I'm telling you, people, go listen.
How do you know that? I mean, that seems to be an unsupported statement.
No, I'm telling you, look up Andrew Kaufman, okay? He's a very good virologist, and he's an MD, and he has an entire store of different MDs that he works with and stuff, and he even puts references in his videos. A good video is go to Richie from Boston. He had this guy on, and this guy totally explained the way that viruses move. I don't believe if this is something, and I'm not saying it's not because people are dying, but I'm saying if it is something, I don't think it's a virus because viruses.
Well, what do you think it is?
I have no idea what it is. I actually think it's hysteria. That's the virus. They've got us all uproared on the TV, and they actually believe, we believe that TV. And a lot of people are actually, where are we getting all of our statistics from? We're getting our statistics from the TV because we don't have reporters. You don't have reporters over in Wuhan. You don't have reporters in England or Italy or whatnot. We're getting our information from a controlled information area.
Okay,
and notice
Andy,
what they're doing,
Andy,
though. I mean, Indiana is being shut down.
Andy, I want to cut in on you here a little bit. Okay, first of all, you made the statement before that 40,000 people have died from COVID-19. Actually, the number is only 20,857. So we need to strive for a little bit more accuracy.
Okay. All right, well, I Googled it just before I got on, and they said 40,000 worldwide have died. I'm sorry. So maybe Google's off the mark or whatnot. But here in the United States, how many have died? What, 300?
Unreliable data. Everybody's working with unreliable data. Okay, so your thesis is that whatever is causing all these deaths is not a virus, okay? But you don't know what it is if it is not a virus.
Well, okay, but I do have a speculation because I actually do believe people do die from viruses, and we know that most of the people that have died have underlying health conditions, and a lot of them are elderly people that we're going to possibly die or not. I also believe that perhaps they're taking any death and, you know, putting it on to the statistic of coronavirus. Look at what's going on besides the coronavirus right now, okay? We shut an entire world down, pretty much. And since when do we rely on Iran for legitimate news out of their station about how many people are dying there? Who's seen any of these bodies? You know, there's people on YouTube and whatnot that have researched the hell out of these. They're trying to find obituaries. They're trying to find funeral processions. They're trying to find stuff for all these different victims that have died. And they're coming up to a big fat zero. There's got to be something going on. They're not even showing us funerals.
Andy, if I understand you, you're saying that there is no coronavirus, that something else is going on, that people are dying of hysterical fear.
Well, I don't think they're dying of hysterical fear. I think the virus in itself is hysteria. People are saying that these people are dying from coronavirus, and holy crap, we're not making no big deal out of the 40,000 people that died this year since October from the flu virus, and we've got, what, 400 people that died in America today from coronavirus? And we're so scared of that? I don't understand. Okay, I don't understand. The hysteria is the virus.
Well, hysteria is not a virus. It's a psychological condition. And,
viruses are bacteria,
and toxic chemicals are toxic chemicals. So the fact of the matter is people are getting very sick out there. People are dying out there. We're being told it is a virus. We know that viruses are very common, including the one that produces the flu. We know that viruses mutate. There are 40 different strains of COVID-19 right now. We know that the flu virus mutates every year. That's why you have to have a new flu shot every year, which sometimes misses the mark and protects you against the wrong strain. Anyway, Andy, thanks an awful lot for the information. We're going to let you go. I'm trying to rush and get back to some news here. Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I agree with your last caller in a lot of ways. I got to tell you that you got Jason Goodman, who's walking around New York interviewing all the ambulance drivers, hospital workers. There's no patients going into the hospital for COVID-19. They don't have no big thing. I also want to tell you that Amazing Polly has done some amazing work researching how all these people, Dr. Bricks, the female doctor standing next to Trump, and Anthony Fauci, are both tied in with Bill Gates and are both tied into the Event 201 that I've not heard too many people talk about, where they ran drills months ago for a pandemic outbreak. So you know yourself, Mike, from being involved with 9/11 and Oklahoma City, they always run these drills before they go, and then they go live on the drills. And I believe this whole thing is a scam. I'm in West Virginia, as you know. I've been at the VA hospital twice in the last week to get some stitches removed. I don't see anybody wearing gloves, mask. I don't see anybody sick. I haven't talked to or met anybody sick or knows anybody sick out here. I think it's a scam, Mike. I'll tell you what I really think. I think they want to keep it going enough to bring down the economy. I mean, totally bring it down.
They're not trying to bring down the economy, but definitely they're using, you know, they're going to blame the virus for the economic crash.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's not that's not what caused the economic. This whole time they have been injecting money into the repo market, and it just didn't work. And I think they set this thing off on purpose. I don't think it was accidentally released. And I think it was done to provide cover. And these people, I mean, Mike, I don't know when this stuff is going to stop, man. I mean, this could go on and on and on. These people that are at the top, whether it be their, you know, their aides, their sycophants, whatever you want to call them, we just keep getting lousy, evil, dishonest, corrupt people, and that's what we keep getting. And you know, I'm almost hoping that something happens with Russia, where Russia steps in and fires a missile at us or something, because these people that we have right now in the United States can't seem to be stopped. So that's all I got for you, Mike. And please tell your listeners to watch Amazing Polly and Jason Goodman. I mean, he does these walks every day. You can see that he's going through, he's asking the cops questions. He's asking the workers. He's asking all these people questions. You can see that there's not a lot of sick people. It's really evident.
I would be cautious about that one. Okay, we're going to switch over to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Do you know what the hell normalcy bias is?
Yes.
It's when people can't contemplate in their mind that anything could happen so bad. So they're so goddamn cowardly, scared, afraid that they won't face facts. These last two callers, my God, can't you listen to them? You're parodying, the government would give you $1 million for what you're doing to this damn economy. Jesus Christ, Mike, can't you wake up? You're doing harm. Harm.
I disagree.
I'm so damn mad. You couldn't even be on the air anymore. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Fred. And we're going to switch over to Steve in Washington. Steve, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes, listen, you know, I have to agree with the last three callers. I've done a lot of research. I don't sit on my butt and just make up stuff. Okay, first off, virology is not a perfected science, never has been. Most of what you think you know about virology is not true. All you have to do is do the research and look for the doctors that got blackballed for opening their mouths about it. Also, they're fudging the numbers. Even if there is a so-called virus, okay, so assume that the virology is correct. The numbers of dying people in Italy
Steve, I got to put you on hold. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these words.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to Steve in Washington. And Steve, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, like I was saying, everything you think you know from the mainstream textbooks, so on and so forth, concerning viral is in question. And that is a fact. There, like I say, the doctors that have studied this, that open their mouths, they're blackballed. You don't get to hear from them. You got to search it out. Also, the testing that we've been using, PCR tests, the most common. There's one other test. It's molecular. They're both flawed. It didn't take me 5 minutes to go and study this to see from government papers, from the CDC papers, less than 80% effective as far as testing goes. So all your numbers are wrong.
It's obvious you didn't listen to the first half of the show because we talked about the CDC.
I heard that. Paper. I heard it. I'm not saying anything about it. I heard that part. But the point is, it's factual. It comes from the people that are telling you the bullshit. Anyhow, I have to agree. Your analytical abilities seem to be very flawed, or you don't take the time to do it. You're just parroting the same crap. If anyone does research, check out Sherry Tenpenny. She can show you that this present so-called COVID-19 is no worse, matter of fact, extremely less worse than the 2009 virus H1N1 and the swine flu. And she's got the statistics.
Sherry Tenpenny. I acknowledge back in 2009, The media whipped it up. It was going to be a slate wiper. National Geographic.
You're right. I agree. Okay. I'm not jumping all over you, but you have to understand that most of what they're telling you about viral is not correct. There may be no viral at all. It might be all bacterial. And that is a fact. Just do some research.
Now, there are viruses. Flu is a virus, for example. Okay.
No, I'm telling you that that's in question. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that you can't seem to get through your head just because you've heard it parroted over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just read the original papers of Pasteur and Pascal, you will find that they, on their deathbed, were saying that they screwed up. They made up bullshit. Anyhow, it's not.
Viruses were unknown in Pasteur's time.
Read the papers from them, and you will find
Thank you very much
Pasteur,
for the phone call.
Yeah.
Thank you very
flawed,
much.
Buddy.
Okay, we're going to let you go here. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. This is your second call. Do you have something to add to this discussion?
Yeah, I haven't agreed with you all the time. I had a disagreement with you on free trade, but I was civil about it, and we came to a gentlemanly disagreement, and I think we're both fair. I think these people calling you and saying you're doing this and that is bull crap, and their sources are like, go to so-and-so on YouTube. Go to Sherry Dickinson's YouTube channel where she wrote, I know personally four people in Spokane that have it, and two of them are still in the hospital. So, yeah, a virus is real. Viruses are real, and as far as I can tell, this is a aggressive pneumonia virus that spreads like the flu. So,
yes,
I agree with what they're saying. They're definitely using it. It could be the economy was going to crash, but I don't think they're being fair to you. I think you're being, anyone that says they know exactly what's going on is an idiot. None of us really know exactly. All we can do is watch the numbers, and you've been very fair and said, hey, it doesn't look like the death rate's there. We don't know. So I think people are, I don't know, they're just spazzing out, and I think Alex Jones is spazzing out. And I mean, I'm watching just the numbers on Drudge Report. It has a sick map. Okay. Now make of that what you will, but so the numbers are still growing. So I don't think by Easter they're going to even peak personally. So I'm taking it seriously. I've had pneumonia twice in my life and it really sucks. So I'm not going to sit there and say, I don't know. I think you're being pretty fair about all this. I'm personally going to wait for the numbers to peak, and they haven't peaked yet. And you can't just set a date like Easter, and worry about the economy when you got some huge virus spreading now, So I think these guys are just freaking out.
I think that one caller was right. I think that one caller was right that there are people who can't really deal with the fact that something like this could actually happen, and they're in a state of denial. And in order to reassure themselves that they're right, that this isn't a big problem, they're going to attack anybody who's out there saying that, we should exercise a reasonable amount of caution. We should follow the precautionary principle and say, hopefully it's going to leave us all alone. But people are sick. People are dying. Viruses are real. Ebola is a virus, for example. The T4 microphage is a virus, cute little thing, looks like a miniature lunar module. And there are people who are in denial.
Yeah, and the last caller was like, viruses aren't even real. Anyway, have a good job, Mike. Keep it up. Have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot. We got to take a break for commercials. More phone calls when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host.
Here is your host, Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are loaded up right now. Let's start with Dave in New York. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. I've heard you many times, but I've never called, I don't think. There was a guest on today on a previous show, and they said the only place we see sick people is on the TV. And I never got to call in to tell them, well, as a matter of fact, I know a guy about 70-some years old. He's in the hospital here. They say he has COVID-19. And his daughter also had it. Now, apparently this is something that's communicable, whether it's a virus or a bacterium. Okay, we can have those kind of arguments. But there are, you know, people in the hospital with something that causes respiratory distress. And I will also say that I ran into a guy that works at a local hospital here that I know. And he said, it takes us an hour to clean up a COVID room, and he thought it was kind of ridiculous. But I said, well, do you have any patients? He said, this was a week or so ago. He said, we have suspected cases. And since then, you know, maybe in our county they were up to three. I think they're up to at least five cases. I didn't look today. But I think this is very real. I'm a scientist, and I also hear some people giving wingnut explanations that, I mean, don't have any scientific basis. And it's unfortunate, but I guess it's to be expected. I hate to have to wade through all their YouTubes to find out that they have some good information, and then they have some just totally wrong information, and people just suck it up like they do at church. When the minister reads the Bible and then he speaks his own words and people can't distinguish the two, that's mind control. So,
well, you know, they say propaganda is like rap. 90% of it is good, healthy food, and that's that other 10% you got to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're really pretty on target about this. I do appreciate the people who are talking about viruses that they don't cause death or whatever, they don't cause disease. Well, show me the information, show me the facts that prove this. Don't just quote Sherry Tenpenny or something, having said something. I mean, we need evaluated scientific proof. Secondly, in Italy, 743 people died yesterday, according to the report on Worldometer. They had the previous day 4,790 new cases. Their deaths due to COVID are 6,820 as of today. And the total deaths due to influenza in a season in Italy is 17,000. So they haven't reached that barrier yet. But I've seen predictions on this, and there's a guy who made predictions, and he's using a certain rate of growth of infections. And he predicted 363,000 cases outside of China yesterday. This morning there were 440,000 cases total, minus 80,000 for China, gives us 360,000. It was amazingly close. I was flabbergasted, really. But it could deviate over time, of course. But
Mike Adams over at Natural News put out this spreadsheet, which we linked to it, and I've copied it, and I've made some modifications to it myself. And as we go further along, you know, barring some kind of a miracle vaccine or cure, the numbers do get frightening as you get into the end of June.
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem. If we don't quarantine people, those sort of predictions, and the government, I even had information from the NIH from the inside that expected very large potential deaths if they didn't do something. So I think that's the fear. It's not that, oh, we've got, you know, in our state, we got five people dead. Well, you have five dead, just watch what happens. With something that has a latency or induction period of up to 50 days, it could be, you know, wildly spread, and we don't even know. So it's a wait and see, but it's not looking good.
Yeah, and again, I said this before, you know, it may not look like it's a real problem right now. The issue is, what's it going to be 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks away from now? Right now, if as many people had COVID-19 as have the ordinary flu, we'd be looking at over 1 million deaths. Because the flu's mortality rate is like 0.1%, and the mortality rate for COVID-19 in the United States is 1.3. So 10 times as many people are dying per capita of COVID-19 than are dying from the flu.
Well, I think we've discussed this a bit, and death rates are really meaningless because the numerator, and especially the denominator of that fraction, is really unknown. But I think that one good point to make out of this is that this is a point source. There were various point sources. This was not endemic, whereas the influenza is endemic in the population. Every year it comes back at a certain rate, and it's spread all over the place. We didn't get rid of it. This thing is just starting up, and that's why the exponential factor is what's surprising in this. And that's the rest of my comments, unless you have a question.
All right, well, yeah. No, thank you very much for the phone call and for the information here. And I'm sorry to rush you, but we're running out of time on the show, and I got a bunch of calls to clear here. So let's go to Ryan in Cleveland. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Gentleman called in. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah. You're concerned to me. I don't know if it's because you were sick the last year, but I don't know. But some of the things you say scare me the last 6 months to the 8 months. But the one caller called in, and he gave you some things, and he said something about the virus is the people's paranoia, and then you said that's not a virus. He was speaking metaphorically. So it really concerns me that you try to dog this guy out when he's speaking metaphorically, and you didn't catch it, or he had made you look so bad that you had to, like, such a lame thing about there's not a virus. He was speaking metaphorically, Mike, which concerns me. And then your last caller, who dogged out Dr. Tenpenny. Okay, I'll wait.
May I talk? Yeah.
Metaphorically, he was speaking. And if you didn't catch that, that concerns me a whole lot.
Okay. We're going to let you go here at this point so that I can get a message out. He was trying to blend his metaphor with facts and trying to, it's like the guy said about the preacher who reads from the Bible and then adds his own words and you can't tell the difference. And that's what this individual was trying to do here. And the reason that I drop anybody is because they're here to try and shout out their ideas and they're not really interested in having a discussion. Okay, so let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, I think the coronavirus denialists better be careful because, you know, I wish you'd take names and set up a ledger and catalog all their names. So in a year from now, we'll see who was right and who was wrong. Personally, I'm the middle-of-the-road guy who listens to both sides and am actually playing that. Not only when I make myself heard publicly, but also how I've been playing the stock market. Now, if those guys out there are so certain the virus is just nonsense, then fellas, go mortgage your houses and go buy stock. The stock market's going to go up, and you'll make a ton of money once we figure out this was all just a charade, and the stocks are going to go up to 30,000 again, and you're going to make a ton of money. So do it. Put your money on the line. As is, I did half in, half out. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Now, listen, another thing, problem about the denialists, because what they're going to do, you know, and we should ask them, how's the view from your petard guys? The fact of the matter is, it's like the governor of Louisiana and what's going on there. Because he's a denialist, he's spreading the coronavirus in his state and what he set as a leader to be indifferent about it among the whole state of Louisiana. Now, is the rest of the country going to have to bail them out now because they disregarded the potential deadliness of the disease? You know, are we going to have to, are all the ventilators going to have to be shipped to Louisiana because he gave the wrong message to his citizens? You know, and what kind of business model is it where you basically want to kill off your citizens by endangering them because you are so certain the disease is a trifle, right? Or for example, there was the pastor in Louisiana. He wants to hold a church, a sermon, and he wants to fill it up with 1,000 people, right? Is that the right thing for a preacher to do? Endanger his parishioners? You know, to be cavalier like that, instead of erring with caution. And that's the problem with the denialists. In a sense, they're playing ducks and drakes with complete strangers' lives. Because if you get the coronavirus and you're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal, and you go out and you spread it among others, you might be killing some complete stranger's mother, because when he gets home and spreads it to his mom, kills his mom. You know? And that's the problem with these denialists. And I'll tell you this. I had a major league fight at work today because I've been, you know, just trying to enforce and say, and by the way, Michael, what's so difficult about social distancing? Why do you have to get 2 feet close to somebody? What's wrong with 6 feet from another person? What's the big deal? I don't get it. To me, it's like, it's just, why not just adapt our behavior? Wear a mask when you go in public. And by the way, I think that's going to be what's coming. I think a lot of states are going to basically pass laws where when, and by the way, they should do this, and they've done it in the past. They did that back during the Spanish flu in California, mandated wearing masks. Right. So it's basically going to come if we want to get back, and I do believe we have to get back to business. But basically, in public, you're going to have to wear a mask, and you're going to have to keep 6 feet away from other people. It's small inconvenience. To save lives, right, and not flood the hospital emergency rooms with too many people all at once, and that's what this is all about, you know, is to, you know, flatten the curve so the hospitals and the medical people can handle the influx of sick people. And this is what the Dr. John Campbell has been talking about over on YouTube, is about we don't want to flood the hospitals.
And yes.
So I really think the denialists out there, and They know who they are. Fellas, you're painting yourselves in a corner. If this turns out as bad as the fella over at the website Stranger Than Fiction News thinks it is, and if you also believe, by the way, why do we all of a sudden not trust the Chinese or trust the Chinese? Which one is it? Because the Epoch Times of China, you're aware of this paper, the Epoch Times, very conservative anti-Chinese paper. But they're claiming that there are 20 million fewer cell phones in China now since the Wuhan pandemic in China. And so people are wondering, you know, Wuhan seems empty. It seems like a lot of the buildings that used to, the apartments are emptier. So perhaps what happens if China lied and downplayed the amount of deaths? What then?
It becomes a real problem for everybody. Exactly. And again, as I said before, the reason people are getting hysterical or they're getting into denial is because of the awareness that everybody is fudging the numbers both directions and everybody is exploiting this crisis for whatever agenda they're pushing.
Right. But I just say, like, I understand, get back to business, but wear masks, employ these measures, just as consideration to strangers, and we'll see what goes on. What's the big deal of just putting on a mask and keeping 6 feet away from people? I just don't see the problem.
No, anyway, I don't see a problem with that either. In fact, I saw somebody today wearing a mask as well. All right. Well, Paul,
thank you. Yep.
Thank you. We'll switch over to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. We're running out of time, so what's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. To be real quick, as far as this virus, the one thing I fear is the unknown. We don't know how long it's going to last, what to do about it, and we don't know how people are going to react if things get worse, and I think it will. So the unknown bothers me than anything else. I'm not worried about the virus. I'm more worried about the unknown. And as far as the money that was going to be sent out, do you really think it's going to stimulate the economy? I don't think so.
It's not enough.
You know, it's like a pimple being on an elephant's ass. It's not going to do hardly anything. Most people are going to use that money to pay their bills or their rent or their mortgage. But once that's done, you know, are they going to be going back to ask for more money? You know, we cannot continue to print money, but eventually inflation is going to kick in.
Yep.
Say it again.
All right, well, thanks. No, I said thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to another Jim. This one's in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim in New York. Aloha. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
I think people are afraid of the unknown. And I think two callers ago, we should err on the side of caution.
I agree.
I don't know what to make of this virus. I suspect it's a bioweapon, but I have no hard evidence of that. I think soon, even now, you're hearing about COVID-19 truthers, just like 9/11 truthers. And this one, 9/11, was so in your face, so much overwhelming evidence that it was a false flag. This one is very covert. So this one would be very hard to prove. But I suspect the usual suspects, CIA, and this could have been deliberately set. They had these military games in Wuhan in October. That is circumstantial evidence. And I just want to refer your audience into, if they go to Biblicism Institute, Insight, the Trump Virus. Very interesting. Now, I don't like the title. It's not the Trump virus. I think it's probably the CIA virus. But I think they may have used this to try to hurt China. And it's just worth looking into. let's hope in another month from now it'll, die down and everything will go back to normal.
But I would love to see Trump being right that this is all over by the 12th.
Yeah, well, and I found it interesting that in China people were mad that one of a Chinese restaurant put out a sign, "Congratulations, U.S., we're happy you got it." Now, by that response, that tells me maybe they think the CIA did it.
It may well be. I mean, certainly the opinion of the Chinese government that it was a biological attack by the U.S. Anyway, listen, Jim, I've got to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls for the last segment of our program after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We've got two more callers to get through, and we're going to start with Gabriel in New York. Aloha, Gabriel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Gabriel, are you there? Okay, well, let's switch over to Francis in North Carolina then. Francis, are you there?
Hello, Mikey.
Hello, Francis. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm breathing.
Good.
No, good seriously speaking. I have.
I shouldn't do that. I encourage breathers. They keep calling back.
Oh, okay. Missed that one anyway. never mind. Three quick points for you. One, when you talk about social space being however many feet it is, I think people have forgotten about the aspect. Yeah? You there?
Yeah, you're... Mike? Keep talking.
Okay. I thought it was. When they talk about social space being like so many feet or whatever from each other, there is such a thing that they may have forgotten about was called personal space, which is at least 3 foot or whatever it might be from each other. So people need to remember that. Apparently they forgot. Two, as far as the scenario with the mask is concerned, which I find is admirable, but you know what? The eyes are a mucous membrane, and if a virus wants to get in your body, it's wide open because nobody wears any type of, I guess, goggles or glasses or whatever to protect their eyes. Now you watch people make a run for the hardware store to get goggles now. And three, last of all, I am so looking forward to seeing April 1st, if not even silly, which happens to be on a Wednesday. And that's my funny for the day.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. And apparently we lost Gabriel in New York. Thank you for the phone call, Francis. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show. We've only got a couple of minutes here. And in responding to some of the phone calls that we received today, I want to reiterate, I don't want people to panic. I don't want hysteria. I think this emptying the supermarket shelves of toilet paper really is a lot of nonsense here. I'm very upset with people who are playing hoaxes, using coronavirus to plant malware on computers. Everybody's using this crisis for whatever their agenda is. And I think this is a time when all of us need to seek that better human being inside, help our neighbors. And again, don't go crazy about what's going on, but be cautious, be careful. Social distance is important. Just think about how much money you're going to spend on cologne and deodorant if you don't have to be close to people, which on a more serious note, if you're close enough to somebody to smell their cologne, you're close enough to catch the virus from them. So that might be sort of a little indicator. If you smell their sweet smell, take a step back. All righty. Getting on back to the economic news here. Apparently, more workers filed for unemployment last week than any other week in U.S. history, and it's probably going to be a lot worse next week. There's music time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.